boundaries. Boundaries and knowing yourself is about knowing and living your own life. Putting yourself first don't mean that you're selfish. It just means that you recognize and realize that you can't ignore or deprioritize you. It could be a good thing to be a little selfish to kind of take care of your emotional and mental and physical well-being. People who focus on giving to others all the time end up overwhelmed, fatigued, and stressed out. My name is Adama Adama, and welcome to another conscious experience. Had a time I thought, had to put my love up, cause I don't know who hate no more. They say I'm dead, I don't even wanna wait no more. I'm on myself, I can't walk my feet. Every day I wake up to some brand new hate. Every nigga ops, every nigga wants it's up. On everybody's time. All these stars that I want, most couldn't take. I got problems with some niggas cause I won't be fake. Every nigga ops, every nigga wants it's up. On everybody's time. See my cousin down, saw my face, I couldn't help. Your clothes on me, I'll try to backdoor you if you love. I just sent the text 100. Hello everyone, and welcome back to another conscious experience. I am Adama Adama, and I'm here to talk about self-love, self-care, and why do people think it's selfish to care about themselves. You have a lot of people that pay attention to others' problems and always trying to help others. Self-love, it enables you to love yourself and then others, you know, more deeply. Sometimes we feel like ignoring others to start caring for yourself make you feel shameful, and it make others look at you like you being selfish. So you stop taking actions to love yourself. You feel guilty when you stop helping and paying attention to others. We're so used to carrying the world over our shoulders, always running to rescue everybody else, but forget to save ourselves. We have children that continuously put us in positions, you know, to where we feel like we have to take action. So we overextend ourselves helping our children out of you know, a lot of problems and things that they do, you know, to save them, to help them make it in society. We have family that we care for so much that would do anything to help them along the way, along the, you know, on their path. Try to do things for people that we know may not do the same things for us, but it's just in us because we see so many people hurting, so many people that may need help. Some, you know, if it's something that we can do, that we can specifically do, why not? Why not help these people? It doesn't matter who they are. We're just being us. We carry this this strong love for others, and we forget about ourselves. We don't never think about when we go home, who's going to take care of us. When we get in a bind or whatever, who can we call to get us out of it. We do everything ourselves. When somebody's hungry, what do? We feed them. When somebody has no shelter, what do? We shelter them. When they don't have no clothes or anything to wear, any shoes to put on their feet, what do? We clothe them. And when it seems that nobody else is there in their lives to feel for them, what do? We love them. We carry so much over our shoulders, and it becomes normal because we feel like we've done so much for so many for so long that if we turn our backs or whatever, it would look bad. It would look bad on us. People would look at us like, wow, she always out here helping people. She's always out here doing this and that for everybody or whatever. What happened? Why she stopped? Why she just passed that man up like that? You know, it looks weird to everybody when we just back up and want to think of ourselves. Why is that? Why is this such a bad thing for us to just stop and focus on ourselves? Focus on how to love ourselves. How can we put so much into a situation, somebody else's situation, when we don't have anything to give to ourselves? How can we love somebody so much when we don't even focus on loving ourselves? How is that? It's crazy because people like us or whatever, we it's normal. It's normal to us. And it's not a big deal to just stop what we're doing and help others. It's really not. It's not a big deal. Because the thing about it is we love doing what it is that we do. We're always trying to balance out situations, trying to make things right. You know, when nobody else steps in and we see a slot where we can get in and do our thing, that's what we're going to do. But when is it our time? When you learn how to build a positive and loving relationship with yourself, you cultivate an enhanced sense of self that not only benefits you but the loved ones around you. You know, when you pull away, when you start pulling away from others to focus on yourself, you start to feel unworthy of care. You don't take care of yourself first, and it's hard to not put other people's needs above your own. So you start to feel frustrated, you know, a sort of resentment and just exhausted, you know. I think people have it all wrong. self-love, having self-love, is not selfish. It's not wrong to care about yourself. It's not wrong to put yourself first. It's not wrong to stop doing things for others all the time. I'm not saying, leave people out in the cold or whatever, but what I'm saying is you can actually stop doing things for others but not in a selfish way. And putting yourself first, loving yourself, tending to yourself, nourishing yourself, there's nothing wrong with that. People feel like when you start moving away and just saying the word no, then there's something wrong. You're wrong. They look at you totally different, like you just denied them of something that they needed so badly. But if I was in the same shoes that you're in, if I was in the same predicament that you were in, would you drop everything and just and help me? Would you literally clothe me and put a roof over my head and show me love all the time? Would you literally talk to my children, show them the right way, and not talk about them behind their back because they did something wrong? Behind closed doors or whatever, would you do something, that nobody else knew you did? Would you fend for me the same way that I fend for you? And the thing is, it doesn't matter if you do or don't. We're just being ourselves. We're loving people. We like to help others. We like to get people out of binds. We like to, we don't want to see anything bad happen to others or whatever, So we carry so much on our shoulders and we carry all of that weight. We're tired. And even when we're tired, it doesn't even matter. We don't even care because the next person can have the same thing going on with them and we'll go right to the next. We're exhausted and we will go right to the next person. Whenever we see something wrong, we try to make things right. Because nobody else is going to do it. And some people look at that as you trying to be God, like you're trying to fix everything. Why don't he or she go sit down somewhere? Why are they always trying to do something for somebody, always jumping in somebody's business, always, causing confusion for everybody? Let the people handle their own business, And that's how they look at us. But they don't look at it as if us doing good deeds for people and them, and lift us up in society. They don't lift us up in society. They don't look at it as that, as us being good people and good-hearted and, you know, just being there for others. They look at it as envy and jealousy and, you know, they're not satisfied. But we overlook all of those things and we keep going, we keep moving, and we do the same things over and over and over and over for everybody else around us. Even the ones that don't deserve it, even the ones that talk about us, and even the ones that drag our names in the street, we're still trying to fix things, to make things better. But who's going to take care of us? Who's going to love us the way that we love them? Self-love, it makes it better for you to love yourself and support others, because when you start loving yourself through kindness and care, you experience increased energy, vitality, more motivation, more clear thinking, and more mastery of your emotions. People hate that. People hate when you start paying attention to yourself and not them anymore. They feel like you have to run to their needs every time something goes wrong, or, you know, even if it's right, even if they feel like it's right and we step in saying that I don't think you should do that or whatever, they're so used to you defending them that when you turn your back, when you finally say enough and turn your back, then something's wrong. And it's sad. It really is. Because we're not bound to situations. You know, we do things because we want to, and we feel like, you know, if people need help and we are in that position to help them, then we can, you know, we do that. So I just want to say that having self-love and self-care isn't selfish. It comes a time when you just have to just stop everything and take care of yourself. It comes a time where you just have to step back and realize that, you know, the stress that you're under, the exhaustion that you feel, you know, and everything or whatever, it's because you're tired. You're not taking care of yourself. You're so busy focusing on others' situation that you forgot about you. Take time to sit down and nourish yourself. You know? Take time to to go out there, go to the store, go buy something for yourself, you know, do something special for you. Take care of your body. All the things that you've neglected over the years or however long that you hadn't been focusing on yourself. Everything that you neglected or whatever, focus on that first. You have to be able to love yourself before you can love somebody else, before you can, you know, take care of somebody else. You have to be able to take care of yourself. You have to. You have to be right. You have to be strong. You have to have that energy and motivation in order to do these things. How can you just keep going on and on and on and on and you're not paying attention to yourself? You're killing yourself. Everybody's depending on you. Everybody. But how can you make that happen if you don't have the energy to continue? If you don't have the mindset to actually help others, you know, then yes, all you're going to do is cause just cause a lot of confusion. You're not thinking straight. You're not focused. You're irritable. All you know is you want to help. But no one is helping you. It is not a sin to just move away and take care of yourself. It doesn't matter who it hurts in the process. It doesn't matter who doesn't like it. It doesn't matter about anybody else. You've done enough. It is your turn. You take care of you. And however, if they want to call it selfish, oh, well, fine. You know, be a little selfish. Be a little selfish, man. Fuck it. Doesn't matter what they call it. You know what I'm saying? Because you've been doing these things or whatever for everybody for God knows how long. It's time for your healing. So if you're out there and you got this, you got the world over your shoulders, trying to do everything for everybody else except you, stop. Move away. Focus on yourself. Self-love and self-care. And it is not selfish. I'm Adama Adama, and thank you for another conscious experience.
to the barrel, man. You tell your shorties going slide, you gotta prep them on. And when you fall out with your brothers, just don't let them go. And they ain't telling before he died, I wish I let them know. Standing over your body, I got my tears together. I just let you know I got your kids forever. Taking all these drugs, wish I could live forever. I ain't gonna even tell them what we did together.
I don't want to stop, I can't walk by feet. Every day I wake up to some brand new hate. Every nigga ops, every nigga wants it's on everybody time. All these stars that I walk with, most can take. I got problems with some niggas cause I won't be fake. Every nigga ops, every nigga wants it's on everybody time. Damn, had to turn my thug up. Had to put my love up. Cause I don't know who hate no more. They say I'm dead, I don't even wanna wait no more. All these stars that I walk with, most can take. I got problems with some niggas cause I won't be fake. Every nigga ops, every nigga wants it's on everybody time.